Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The battle for the White House shaping up to be a tighter contest than ever, headed into the first presidential debate tomorrow night on ABC. It'll happen in Philadelphia. Here's ABC's Christiane Cordero on a new New York Times Siena poll.
A new poll shows a tight race. Trump at 48% among likely voters. Harris at 47%, well within the margin of error. But Trump's approval rating is higher than during his previous two campaigns. And the poll shows likely voters view Trump as closer to the political center than Harris. 47% say Harris is too liberal, but only 32% say Trump is too conservative.
Manhunt resuming in southeastern Kentucky for the man that's a suspect in a series of highway shootings along I-75 that have left at least five people wounded. Scorching temperatures in the southwest leading to fast-moving wildfires and thousands of evacuations in California and Nevada. This is ABC News. New accusations over the withdrawal from Afghanistan. House Republicans releasing a report accusing the White House of misleading the American people and failing to heed the advice from the Pentagon. And GOP Congressman Mike McCaul, chairman of the House Foreign Relations Committee, tells CBS's Face the Nation.
Foreign policy is at stake. What happened after Afghanistan impacted the world. Why? Because Putin responded by invading Ukraine 2 months after Afghanistan fell.
Connecticut Democratic Congressman Jim Himes, though, calls it nothing but partisan political politics.
It is going to be a nakedly partisan campaign thing.
Yeah, both members of Congress were speaking to CBS's Face the Nation. New Hampshire's governor to the rescue at a lobster roll eating contest. Governor Chris Sununu jumping on the stage when one of the contestants started choking. The governor performing the Heimlich maneuver. The man he saved right back at it went on eating seven more lobster rolls. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Prosecutors are pursuing a murder charge with a hate crime enhancer against an inmate to the Green Bay State Prison accused of killing his cellmate last week. Authorities say Jackson Vogel strangled Michael Laureano on August 27th and told deputies it was because Laureano was black and gay. Governor Evers opposes the idea of splitting UW-Madison from the rest of Wisconsin state universities. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
This idea of splitting up UW-Madison from all the other UW system schools seems to gain some momentum every once in a while.
Tell me why that's a good idea. I have no idea. I mean, we have a system. It works. It's underfunded, but it works.
A legislative committee is considering the plan. Any change to the UW system structure would require legislative approval. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic candidate for Vice President Tim Walz campaigns in Milwaukee today. Senator Elizabeth Warren spent last week campaigning for the Harris-Walz ticket in Wisconsin. She says Kamala Harris should reintroduce the immigration bill that died in the Senate.
We need more security at the border. We need more help for the states that are actually supporting migrants. We need faster work permits so that migrants who are here and want to work would be able to work, and the people who want to hire them could legally do that.
Warren on WISN-TV's Upfront yesterday. Donald Trump will hold a campaign rally in central Wisconsin on Saturday. The Trump campaign says it will happen at the airport in Mosinee starting at 1 in the afternoon. Meanwhile, President Biden travels to southwest Wisconsin on Thursday. This is Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Claudia M. Wagner, 92, of Phillips, passed away on Thursday, September 5th at Marshfield Medical Center. Claudia is survived by her children, Catherine Hutchison, Mary Fran Derner, by Carolyn Bonanno, by Mike Wagner, and by Ann Baxter. Further survived by her grandchildren and by her great-grandchildren, along with numerous nieces and nephews. Massive Christian burial to be held on Saturday, September 14th, at St. Therese of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips. Visitation begins at 9 a.m. and continues until the time of the Mass. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Claudia M. Wagner, age 92, of Phillips. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Brewers get set to head west. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. After dropping 2 of 3 games to the Rockies and having won just twice in the past 7 games, manager Pat Murphy said that the team is going through some growing pains.
They could be tired. They can be feeling it. They can be trying not to. You know, they can be trying too hard. You know, a lot of young players still in there. We had 3, 4, again, 5. Most of our lineup are basically first-year guys.
Milwaukee will set out on a 6-game road trip out west beginning tomorrow in San Francisco. They'll play Arizona this weekend. The Brewers are still 9 games up in the NL Central with 19 games to play. On Sunday, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. For the Packers, they will be without Jordan Love, who is expected to miss at least 3 weeks with an MCL sprain. Malik Willis, who the Packers traded for in the preseason, will start this week's game. The Athletic reports that Green Bay has reached out to free agent quarterback Ryan Tannehill as well. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
A couple of other sports notes today. High school football from the weekend. You heard a couple of games here. Rib Lake on Saturday afternoon, town the Shawamigan 8-man team 56-16. And on Saturday night, it was Phillips topping Luck by a score of 50-6. It was Birchwood Winter defeating South Shore 42-29 this weekend, and Hurley a winner over Prentice 36-8. 11-man action, Medford was a winner over Anago 46-12. Wausau East topped Tomahawk 27-11. Manawa was a winner over Northland Pines 21-13. And the Barron football team topped Hayward over the weekend 24-21. On Saturday, the Lady Midget volleyball team traveled to Prentice for their annual tournament. In the first game, the Midgets took on Rib Lake, and the Midgets lost 16-25 and 12-26. The Midgets' second game, they took on Flambeau, the Midgets falling in that one in the first set, 21-25, winning the second set, 25-15, and winning the third one, 15-13. The third game for the Lady Midgets was against Flambeau again, and the Midgets won 25-22 and 25-14. And in their fourth matchup, in the final one, the Midgets took on Mellon, losing 16-25 and 20-25. All that in action in Prentice this past Saturday. Archived audio of games and much more, you can find that for at 98qcountry.com. Weather update now is being brought to you by Hansen HVAC, heating and cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
Northwoods weather. It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Once again, high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47. 98 Q Country.
I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello. Oh, no. Goodbye. But you got me like a rocket, shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this.
It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. This kiss, this kiss. Unstoppable. This kiss, this kiss.
Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours.
It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's unthinkable. This kiss, this kiss. Unsinkable. This kiss, this kiss.
You can kiss me in the moonlight, on the rooftop, under the sky. Oh, you can kiss me with the windows open while the rain comes pouring inside. Oh, kiss me in sweet slow motion, let's let everything slide. You got me floating, you got me flying. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss.
Like $40 too cheap. And there's a little wine stain on the pocket of your white cotton thread. Well, you drink beer and whiskey, boy, and you know I don't drink red. Found it over in the corner, wadded up on the bedroom floor. You should have hid it in the closet. You should have burned it. You should have lost it. And now I'm gonna have to hang you out to try, try, try.
You should have burned it. You should have lost it. Now I'm gonna have to hang you out to dry. at the bonfire. The parking lot. Or anywhere in between.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98Q Country.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where rednecks come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. I was sitting there thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought, you fool, you could have been love. I knew my old Ford couldn't run her down. She probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. Told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. On me, or am I really seeing what I think I see? The woman of my dreams coming back to me.
is Luke Combs, the 98Q Country. No love in Oklahoma. Not good to be from Oklahoma, I guess, this morning. It's the 9th of September, and I hope you are well. 49, 50, right in that range. We're going to push 80 all week long and even into early next week as we get a last blast of some daytime summer warmth. Wonderful time of the year. All right, we got week one of the NFL season winding down. One more game tonight. Good one last night with the Lions and the Rams. Kind of figured that'd be a good one. Went to overtime. If you didn't stay up, the Lions ended up winning with an overtime touchdown in that contest. The Packers, of course, on Friday in Brazil, they lost. That was a kind of a toss-up game anyway, and ended up being, you know, what was it, 34-29. Game could have gone either way with a play here or there. But, of course, the big story is Jordan Love is out for a while. He's going to be out at least 3 weeks, 3 to 6 weeks, they're talking. There's already stories of the Packers contacting some veteran quarterbacks like a Ryan Tannehill to come in because they're when you pay that much money to a quarterback, usually the backup isn't ready. I don't think the Packers didn't anticipate. Nobody anticipates the first week of the season your star quarterback going down. And in the NFL nowadays with 17 games, if you don't have a backup, you're in trouble. And Mr. Willis is probably not ready to go yet. He may be someday, but the Packers definitely, I would say, very soon. Maybe right away today, tomorrow, we'll probably bring somebody in because I don't want to say there's no shot, but the chances are not good if you don't have somebody back there. Packers sitting at 0-1. They'll have the home opener now coming up this weekend, so not a good start for the Packers. See some other games here. Steelers beat the Falcons. Kirk Cousins did not have a glowing debut. He had a first early game touchdown and then didn't do much after that. So the Falcons are 0-1. Everybody thought that this would be their year to go to the Super Bowl. Might still be. Never know. Bills beat the Cardinals. Let's see. The Bears. Caleb Williams did not have a good day, but the defense bailed him out with a pick. And the Tennessee Titans. Titans are not a great team. So the Bears winning at home was a nice win, but the Bears still aren't very good. Yeah, they haven't proven they're good yet, even with that win. But it's a nice that game was left for dead, right? Bear fans, you gave up on that game. I know you did. Down 17-0 in that game. And the Bears came back. Big late interception. Again, Caleb Williams did not do much in that game, their star, new young star quarterback. Patriots beat the Bengals. Let's see here. The Titans, or the Texans beat the Colts. Yawn. Dolphins beat the Jaguars. Tyreek Hill was arrested on the way to the stadium, apparently handcuffed. He's protesting that. Nobody knows the story, but everybody's got an opinion on it, right? So stupid. Nobody knows the entire story of it, of what happened with Tyreek Hill, but he was handcuffed apparently and placed face down on the ground. But the whole story of that will come down. He did come to the game and was able to play and help the Dolphins win that game. The Saints beat the Panthers, destroyed the Panthers. Carolina's not very good, though, this year. The Vikings win at the Giants. That was a nice road win. The Giants are not a great team. They're a borderline playoff team. Danny Jones did not look good for the Giants in that game. Danielle Jones. And the Vikings defense is completely different. They revamped it. All that money they did not spend on Kirk Cousins, the Vikings spent on defensive people, and they were impressive yesterday. Anytime you go on the road and don't give up a touchdown, that's pretty good. Chargers beat the Raiders. Yawn. Broncos over the Seahawks. Yawn. The Cowboys signed Dak Prescott to a huge contract before the game, like 4 hours before the game. And now Dak said he's motivated to win, in so many words. Nice. 33-17, the Cowboys going to, was that at Cleveland? They beat the Browns. The Buccaneers beat the Washington Commanders, and the Lions last night topping the Rams. So that's your NFL week one. Hard to get real excited. They say you can't win it in the first week, but you can lose it by losing key players. You have some quarterbacks limping around, and with Jordan Love out, Packer fans know this is going to be rough. It's going to be it's going to be rough. They got some winnable games coming up, though. Their home opener against the Colts. Colts are not a great team, But you know they'll be licking their chops coming into this one. So that's a noon kickoff on Sunday. We'll have it for you right here. Yesterday was Grandparents' Day, so if you missed that, wish your grandparents a happy belated Grandparents' Day. NASA is saying today that the rings around Saturn, you know, you grew up with the, you know, making the old planet thing for science class with the clothes hangers and the styrofoam balls and the spins around the sun. Well, now you don't have to put rings around Saturn anymore because sources are saying that Saturn is apparently the rings are disappearing. The rings around Saturn are no more. They're going to go away. I guess they're still there right now, but they're apparently going to go away very soon. I didn't read into the reasons why exactly that is, that they're going away, but they are. I guess it's good news for Saturn, because well, without the rings, of course, Saturn will be single and ready to mingle, right? Waiting to use that again. I missed it. So what else here? Tom Brady made his announcing debut over the weekend. This was predictable that the haters would come out and say, oh, he was horrible. What do you, I mean, Tom Brady is not like a Pat McCaffrey. He's not one of those guys who's just going to go crazy and, you know, be outlandish. He's just Tom Brady is what he is. So I don't know what people were expecting from him. I saw him doing a little pregame bit, and I thought, well, that's Tom Brady. He's just kind of laid back. Is he ever going to age? Is he going to be like Dick Clark? He's going to be the Dick Clark of the modern football era, where he's going to be like Tom Brady's going to be like 80 years old and still look like he's 40. Because I saw him in the pregame, and just like, I don't know if that's makeup or what, but he looked like he looked like a rookie. He looked like the first day he played football, looked really young. That makeup will help you out on that sometimes. The weather is just going to be fabulously warm. Temperatures 80-plus, it looks like, for the next week or 10 days. We had a cool stretch there. What was that, Friday night? We were called to do a game over in Baldwin-Woodville on Friday night, and it was a little bit cool, but not too bad. But we did have a couple of nights that it got down to, I mean, on the way back Saturday, Friday night, Gray and I were driving back, and it was, what, 37? We drove through Lugerville. We drove through some of you swamp. Oh, you low-lying people. We drove right through your backyard Saturday night, like at midnight. And nice bonfire, by the way, on Friday night. And it was cool. It was 37 in our car, so I can imagine some of you low-outlying people out there, you know, the Lugerville and south of Phillips, you might have been below zero, I'm thinking, on Friday night, right? Or close to it. Let's get you updated on what's going on. ABC gets us updated twice an hour, news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The battle for the White House shaping up to be a tighter contest than ever, headed into the first presidential debate tomorrow night on ABC. It'll happen in Philadelphia. Here's ABC's Christiane Cordero on a new New York Times Siena poll.
A new poll shows a tight race. Trump at 48% among likely voters. Harris at 47%, well within the margin of error. But Trump's approval rating is higher than during his previous two campaigns. And the poll shows likely voters view Trump as closer to the political center than Harris. 47% say Harris is too liberal, but only 32% say Trump is too conservative.
Manhunt resuming in southeastern Kentucky for the man that's a suspect in a series of highway shootings along I-75 that have left at least five people wounded. Scorching temperatures in the southwest leading to fast-moving wildfires and thousands of evacuations in California and Nevada. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Prosecutors are pursuing a murder charge with a hate crime enhancer against an inmate of the Green Bay State Prison accused of killing his cellmate last week. Authorities say Jackson Vogel strangled Michael Laureano on August 27th and told deputies it was because Laureano was black and gay.
Governor Evers opposes the idea of splitting UW-Madison from the rest of Wisconsin state universities. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
This idea of splitting up UW-Madison from all the other UW system schools seems to gain some momentum every once in a while.
Tell me why that's a good idea. I have no idea. I mean, we have a system. It works. It's underfunded, but it works.
A legislative committee is considering the plan. Any change to the UW system structure would require legislative approval. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police have arrested a man in the shooting death of a champion gymnast at UW-Whitewater. Kara Welsh was 21. Welsh was shot and killed near campus Friday night. Claims about Kamala Harris's favorability do not hold up. Here's Tricia Young with a Wisconsin Watch fact check.
Representative Derek Van Orden's claim from July 29th that Harris was the most unpopular vice president since polling began is not supported by historical data. At their peak, Republican vice presidents Dan Quayle and Dick Cheney had higher unfavorability ratings. Quayle's peaked at 63% and Cheney's at 61% compared to Harris' 58% in September 2023. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch.
This is Civic Media News.
The Brewers get set to head west. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. After dropping 2 of 3 games to the Rockies and having won just twice in the past 7 games, manager Pat Murphy said that the team is going through some growing pains.
They could be tired. They can be feeling it. They can be trying not to, you know, they can be trying too hard. You know, a lot of young players still in there. We had 5, most of our lineup are basically first-year guys.
Milwaukee will set out on a 6-game road trip out west beginning tomorrow in San Francisco. They'll play Arizona this weekend. The Brewers are still 9 games up in the NL Central with 19 games to play. On Sunday, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. For the Packers, they will be without Jordan Love, who is expected to miss at least 3 weeks with an MCL sprain. Malik Willis, who the Packers traded for in the preseason, will start this week's game. The Athletic reports that Green Bay has reached out to free agent quarterback Ryan Tannehill as well. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. A reforestation program needs your help collecting pine cones, and they're willing to pay for them. The state nurseries will pay collectors to bring in these cones, said Joseph Vandehe, Wisconsin DNR forestation team leader at the Wilson State Nursery in Buscobel. We have a network of seed and cone buying stations scattered across the state. Early September is the prime time to collect mature red and white pine cones when the color has just turned brown, but the scales have not yet opened to release the seeds. The state nurseries pay $125 per bushel of red pine cones and $60 per bushel of white pine cones. A bushel is 8 gallons, and experienced collectors can pick a bushel of red pine cones in about 2 to 3 hours when the cone crop is good. White pine cones are larger, so picking a bushel takes about an hour. All seeds must be of natural origin. Trees in your yard are not appropriate for seed harvest. The DNR reserves the right to refuse purchase if the cones don't meet specifications. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
At Civic Media, we
encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Once again, high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
98Q Country.
My little sandy town, she spent the summer there, a couple houses down. Well, it was magic in the air when she caught my eye. We shared three short months and one long goodbye. She was the one that got
country.
Good
conditions are right for a good time. I need a good time. Yeah, I've been working all week and I'm tired. I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Digging the ground, beer on ice, just like old Hank taught us about. Singing along, Bo Siva songs, rowdy friends all night long. Good time. Oh, we having a good time. Yeah, I've been working all week and I'm tired. I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Hey! Shotgun, good time. Lord, we having a good time. I've been working all week and I'm tired. I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Shot of tequila, beer on tap. Sweet southern woman sit on my lap. G with an O, O with a D, T with an I and a M and a E and a good time. Good time. I've been working all week and I'm tired and I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. Time for a good time. Oh, turn it up now. A shot of tequila, beer on tap, a good-looking woman to sit on my lap. A G with an O, an O with a D, a T with an I, an M with an E. That's best good time, a good time. Oh, I've been working all week and I'm tired. I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Oh, I've been working all week and I'm tired. I don't want to sleep and I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. Oh, yeah, a good time. I need a good time. Yeah, good time.
Listen to the Beatles singing back in the USSR. Yeah, she's going around the world tonight, but she ain't leaving here. She's just gonna meet her boyfriend down at the street fair. And it's a French kiss, Italian eyes, Spanish moss and the moon. Got Canadian bacon on their pizza pie. They got a cooler full of cold Coronas and Amstel Light. It's like we're all living in a big old cup. Just fire up the blender, mix it all up. It's a French kiss, Italian ice, margaritas in the moonlight. Just another American Saturday night. Yeah.
side. Live from New York, it's a French kiss, Italian eyes, Spanish moss in the moonlight. Just another American, I'm just another American, and it's just another American Saturday night.
We love a little BP for breakfast. Brad Paisley, 98Q. Got a good one for you today, close to 80. It's going to be at least 80, it looks like, for the next 7 to 10 days. A crazy stretch of beautiful weather, almost a bit much for those of you tromping around the woods out there and collecting mushrooms and all that stuff. I want to hear of Gray's mushroom venture over the weekend. I want to get him on the air here at some point, talk about that. Gray will be filling in for me, by the way, Joel, the morning guy, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I will be off, so Gray will be in doing the morning show. You're welcome. Maybe a jam-packed. I was just looking at all the guests on Reality Radio on Wednesday. Hope your weekend was good. Mine was busy. I counted 14 hours in the car over the weekend, about 3 hours at a time. Gray and I got to run down to Baldwin Woodville to help out our civic station down there and do a ball game on Friday night there and back. And then Saturday, I ran right back down to that area for a class reunion. Had a 40, I don't want to tell you how old I am, but you do the math, 40-year class reunion. Class reunions can be painful. A lot of people don't show up. I mean, the percentage of people that show up to class reunions is just shockingly low. It's socially awkward for a lot of people, and that's the reason why. I understand. 40 years, I think this is only the third time I've gotten together with a lot of my classmates. You just never know what you're walking into a lot of times, and you're hoping that the people that you were friends with and that you had a connection with in high school are the ones that show up. And I'll tell you, there wasn't a lot of people that showed up at my reunion, but my two best friends from high school were both there and got a chance to sit around outside in the lawn chairs and just talk about, you know, the old days. And that's good. It was a good day. And then I got to visit my mom and my son on Sunday, and get things squared away and cleaned up at my son's new place. And I informed my mom on Sunday. I said, as we were sitting there in my son's apartment and we were kind of doing some other stuff and the Viking game was on, and I as the Vikings were dominating and winning this game, I told my mom, who's now 83, I told her, I said, you realize what this means, right? And she says, no, I don't. I said, well, next Sunday, I said, you and me and Blake, my son, we're going to have to get together at the same place, sitting in the same spots to watch next week's game too. And we'll continue to do that every Sunday until they lose. I'm not superstitious, but this is what we're going to do next week. You've done it. Come on, Packer fans. You know what I'm talking about. Your team has a really good game. And then next week you're like, let's just come back here again and do the same thing. Let's order the same food and the same. Let's see what happens. Let's run it back one more time. Fun to have football underway. Fun to have the Brewers in the playoffs. They're going to be a playoff team with only 19 games to go. They are 9 games up. So the Brewers will continue their trek through the rest of the schedule here with a game coming up today. What do we got here? The 9th? Ooh, the last. I'm on the back sheet. We're on the back stretch of the Brewers schedule, and they will take today off before they play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They'll travel out west to take on the San Francisco Giants. Let's see here, the 8th, the 9th. I don't see a game on the 9th, so all right, no game today. All right, we'll run with that until further notice. We'll get you another news and sports update coming up. Right now, a special feature on the 98Q Morning Show.
For our presidential fact of the day. America.
Yes, our 98Q presidential fact of the day heading into the election here in just a few weeks. Did you know that William Howard Taft, who served as the 27th president of the United States from 1909 to 1913, he is the only U.S. president to have also served as the Chief Justice of the United States. And he is notoriously known as the largest of the presidents that we've ever had, pushing the scale at over 340 pounds. There's an old tale that he got stuck in the bathtub of the White House, and instead of You know, considering that maybe a call to drop a couple, he put in a bigger bathtub, and he over the past 100 years, William Howard Taft has cast some doubt on the stuck in the bathtub story. I'm sure that's a little bit blown out of proportion, but interesting note about one of our presidents from 1909 to 1913, William Howard Taft.
Saving money on new appliances now at Menards. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with the largest in-stock appliances selection ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Whirlpool appliances at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know. Why?
Peer pressure.
Oh. Good one, Ned.
Ned isn't funny, but Ned owns a boat, and you don't. So every time Ned tells another one of his unfunny boat puns, you're going to laugh loud and keep on laughing until you get a boat of your own.
A pier where you put a boat.
Yeah, I get it.
And when you do get a boat of your own, make sure you save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
98 Q Country.
Sunshine and warm, that's your forecast, and dry. That's all you need to know. All right, you got it.
Even now we're in a bad this town. It's like she knows I'm lonely. Rolls up when a while is gone, like a record on replay. Leaning on old memories and talking about what we used to be. Should probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my pretty little poison. My heart ain't getting that. She falls into me. We all need some kind of fix. For me, she's the one I pick. Nothing else will do the trick. She's all I need. She's my pretty little poison. My heart ain't getting that. With a kiss on her lips, just like sight night. Yeah, she. But I did it my, I'll go out on that high every time. She's my pretty little poison. My pretty little poison. For some, I guess, is alcohol. I don't want none at all. I just want you. No, I just want you. My pretty little poison. My heart ain't getting that. With a kiss on her lips, just like cyanide. Yeah, she came with a warning, but I. She's my pretty.
It's Toby Keith.
Martina McBride.
They play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
Hey, how about you, Alabama? Roll on.
Roll on highway, roll on along, roll on daddy till you get back home. Roll on family, roll on crew, roll on mama like I asked you to do. And roll on 18-wheeler, roll on.
Roll on!
Well, it's Monday morning, he's kissing mama goodbye. He's up and gone with the sun. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler, and he's off on a Midwest run. And three sad faces gather round Mama. They ask her when Daddy's coming home. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler, and they sure miss him when he's gone.
Yeah, they do.
Ah, but he calls them every night and tells them that he loves them. He taught them this song to sing. Roll on highway, roll on along, roll on daddy till you get back home. Roll on family, roll on crew, roll on mama like I asked you to do. And roll on 18-wheeler, roll on. Mama's waiting by the phone. It rings, but it's not his voice. Seems the highway patrol has found a jackknifed rig.